Sunday. Okay, we'll be going into our second session, all right, this evening, and we have Pastor John Hannah. All right. I mean, you all know now that he's a powerful preacher of God's word. You all know now. Because before you were asking me, who is this man? Now you know I heard from heaven. All right. Let's welcome to the podium Pastor John Hannah. All the way from Chicago.
Praise the Lord. I'm excited. Can I just give you just one reason before we say anything? What's up, Sammy? What up, though? So let me say why I'm excited. Because first of all, I know that God is sovereign and that he reigns. So for some of y'all, as I said, I'm from Chicago. And the Bible says Mark, the perfect man. And I can stand here today and tell you that I have watched Pastor Keon for years travel around the world. And I saw him in Africa. And I would say to God, the same God that did it for Keon, will you do it for me? With the same door that you open, will you please allow me to go to some of the same doors? Never called him. Never asked him to bring my name up. Never asked him to mention me anywhere. But I talked to the God who is able. So before the pandemic, I was preaching in Australia. I was preaching. I had been invited to New Zealand. I was invited to other places, but never. Even when I preached in South Africa, I was not invited by a black man. And I went to preach. And I was like, but God, I'm still waiting. And then the pandemic came and the earth shut down. In every speaking engagement that were to go to other countries that were not of my color ceased. And while the earth was closed, my name was being brought up in Africa. So when the earth opened some about 2 or 3 months ago, I ended up in Ghana first. And when I went to Ghana, and it was right before I got the results from my 23andMe. So I find out that I'm 44% Nigerian, and there's another part of me from Ghana. So I go to Ghana, and a man in the audience say, I want to make you an outfit. And he made me this and shipped it to Chicago. And I told God, I won't wear this in the United States. I'll only wear it when I go home. What am I trying to say to you? Scripture says he will give you the desires of your heart. Listen to this. In the Amplified, it says the secret petitions. So the things that you don't even say out loud, he's hearing them come from your heart. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have a prayer meeting about your secret petitions. But I came to let someone know tonight that he's literally about to bring up what you've been waiting on for years. Do me a favor. Let's begin to release our sound to our God right here. Come on. Release your words of adoration. We magnify you. We glorify you. You are amazing. You are God. There is no one like you. Come on. A few more minutes. Release your sound. Who do you say that I am? I say that you're a healer, a deliverer, a way maker, a promise keeper, a provider. Who do you say that I am? I say that you are strong, you are mighty, you are excellent, you are holy. Who do you say that I am? I say that you are my deliverer. You are the God that go before me that make crooked ways straight. You level mountains and bring up valleys. You are God. Who do you say that I am? You are my beginning and my ending. You are my everything. You're the lover of my soul. You're the beat of my heart, the smile on my face, the skip in my step. Who do you say he is? Tell him who he is to you. Tell him who he is to you. You are my everything. You're the reason I live. You're the reason I get up every morning. You're the reason that I sleep. You're the God that I trust and I'm totally dependent upon. You are my everything. I'm whole in you. I'm complete in you. My search is over. Come on, a few more minutes. Who do you say I am? You are my everything. You are the only true and living God. You're the God that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are God. You are God. You are God. Hey, who do you say that I am? Speak well of me. Everybody speak well of the Lord. Uramasi. Who do you say I am? You're my friend. You're a mother to the motherless. You're a father to the fatherless. You're the good shepherd. You're the good shepherd. I am the sheep of your pasture. You are the great I am. Who do you say that I am? You speak up. You speak up. You speak up. You're the patient one. You're the faithful one. You're the God of another chance. You're the forgiver. You're the redeemer. You're the God of love.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to get out of this one.
Who do you say that I am? Tell me who I've been to you. Tell me who I am to you. In the building or outside, open your mouth for 5 more seconds and tell him who he is. You're the Ancient of Days. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. You're my deliverer. You are my deliverer. Tell him who he is.
Ro ro to re be she yanda siki yanda randa nama.
You're the strong God who carried us on eagle wings and brought us to you. You. You are God. You are God. You are God. You are God. Yay. Oh, okay. Ho! Come on. Clap your hands and release a praise to your God. You can be seated. Wow. Wow. We honor the Lord for the man of God, the shepherd, of this house, the one that God has raised up in this city. Come on, you all, let's put our hands together for Pastor and his lovely wife. Can we celebrate her as well? To all the other pastors that are here, I'm going to do this assignment, and then I'm back tomorrow, and then that's it, right? Let me check. Is that it? After tomorrow? Can I go home? I am home, right? Well, can I go back to my wife? Listen. I got to get up out of here. So, last night I stayed up for quite a bit. And I was just really talking to God. Because I don't want to just speak what I want to speak. And I want to speak what thus saith the Lord. And as preachers, you have to be careful that you don't look for a message that you think is going to move people. But you have to be sensitive to hear what the Lord is saying. Why? Because spirits are regional. If you study the scripture, the Bible says that when Jesus got off the boat and the man came out of the cemetery, and this is the only time that Jesus speaks to a spirit. Ask him, what is your name? My name is Legion. And the spirit says something that blows my mind. He says, whatever you do, don't make me leave this region. So there are certain spirits that are assigned to certain regions. And how do we combat the spirits that are in our region? That are in your region. Because some of the things that you go through, we don't go through because it has not been assigned to our region. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. There's some things that we have to do that are spiritual, that fight in the spirit. So I began to study, and the Lord began to speak loud and clear. He told me on the first day, talk about David. He told me in the morning, go deal with Joseph and show them that oil and arrogance don't mix. That I must be glorified at all times. But then he had me to go to Exodus. And he had me to look at the children of Israel who were being oppressed because they kept multiplying. For those that are looking for increase, with increase comes warfare. Every time you multiply, more demons get upset with you. So with increase comes warfare. And the more they oppress them, the more they multiply. And I came to let someone know, hold on, you're about to be added to. This oppression didn't come to kill you. It came to increase you. Okay, calm down, John. Okay. I get excited every time I say certain things. I'll be like, oh my God. Okay. You ready? And so then the Bible says that when they begin to get oppressed, then they begin to cry out to God. When they begin to cry out to God, the Bible says in Exodus 3, he basically told Moses, hey, I have come down to check on what I'm hearing. I'm hearing the cry of my people. I have seen their oppression and I hear their cries. And as a result, I'm about to answer. The question is, who does God use to deal with the issue? He has to use somebody to address the situation. And some of you all, you're the deliverer of your house. You're the deliverer of your community. It won't happen until you accept your responsibility to deal with this situation. And he chooses a man by the name of Moses, someone that is least expected. He spent his first 40 years thinking he was somebody. Spent his next 40 years realizing he was nobody. Spent his last 40 years realizing that God could use anybody. And I feel sorry for people that are looking at you and think that God can't use you. Because some of y'all are looking for people with titles and positions. You're looking for someone that look deep. Can I tell you something? God will sit somewhere next to you that don't look anointed. Don't have a title or a position. But they have a relationship with God. And why you looking for people who hold a microphone in your in their hand? You should look for somebody who carry oil in their lives. And he picks Moses. In chapters 3 and 4 of Exodus, Moses is full of questions. Who am I? Who are you that you're talking through a burning bush? What if they don't believe me? Oh my God. Oh God, I don't have what it takes. I am not good at speaking and you calling me to speak. I am slow to speech. In other words, he's a stutterer. Every time he get ready to speak, thus saith the Lord, if you don't hurry up and say what you're going to say. And he comes and was, and the Lord says to him, who do you think made the mouth? Who do you think made the eyes to see? What if I held your tongue up just until now? Because if you spoke before, you had really nothing to say. But now that I've opened your mouth, you'll speak what I gave you to say. Can I get some help? He basically told God, listen, I don't want to do this by myself. So give me some help. Let me get Aaron up off of you. And he reaches for someone who's going to be good, but who's going to cause him problems later. So God chooses Moses. Question, what do you want me to say to Pharaoh? This is where it messes me up. What do you want me to say to Pharaoh? You ready? In Exodus 7 and 16. Then say to him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to say to you, here's the line, let my people go so that they can make it to Canaan. Never brought up Canaan. Never brought up the promised land. Let my people go so that they may worship me. Watch me. Not in Canaan. Egypt is over here. I'm running like you said. He's a prophet. Egypt is over here. Watch me. Canaan. It's over here. But what's between them? Deserts. Set, release my people from here so that they can worship me here. And if they worship me here, then I'll take them there. Some of us just want to leave Egypt and go straight to Canaan without experiencing some deserts. Set my people free. If you study this, look at me. If you study this, this is mentioned a total of 6 times. In other words, I need you to get it. Set my people free. Not just so they can eat grapes and drink milk, but I need to hear their worship. Because there's a special worship that comes from those that have been delivered. Oh my God, there's a special sound that come out of the mouths of those that the enemy had, and the enemy thought that he would kill them, but God delivered them out of the hand of the enemy. He said, anybody besides me that know that I have made it this far, no goodness of my own, but God literally peeled me out of the hands of the enemy, and I am here today, and I owe him a worship. Can I hear the worship of those that have been delivered? Set my people free so that they could worship me in a desert, a dry place. Set my people free so that they could worship me. Watch me. Where there's a lack of water. Set my people free so that they can worship me. Well, it's uncomfortable. Because when I take you out in the desert, the sun, the heat should kill you. So I need you to worship me when you're uncomfortable. Anybody can worship me when you get to your Canaan. But watch me prove to you that I am your God. I'm going to give you so much, so many reasons to, watch me, to build up your faith so that you can open your mouth and give me glory. And he's waiting on you, not in Canaan. He's in the desert waiting on you to get to this point. So that if you get to this point and you give me what I'm looking for, then I'll take you to your next point. But you cannot get to your Canaan without worshiping in your desert. All right. So let me prove that I'm with you. Can you put the 10 plagues up on the screen? I'm a proof to you that I am your God. You're going to be in the same land as the Egyptians, but I'm going to turn their water into blood. Oh my God. Who did that? God did. Who saw it? We all saw that there's nobody like God. Frogs are going to be hopping through the land, but they're not going to hop in your house. You're going to be in the same land, but it's not going to cross your doorpost. What kept them from hitting you? God did it. You say, anybody besides me that know there's some things that hopped in other houses, but it never hit your house. Oh my God. Nets are going to be flying everywhere, but you don't have to worry about pushing a net away. It's going to be flying all around you, but it won't hit you. Oh my God. This is why many of you all, COVID was flying all around you, but it never got on you. And I need you to stop expecting what they getting to hit you. Why are you sitting up waiting on a net to hit you? Flies are going everywhere, but they're not coming near you. Livestock is dropping. But guess what? You don't have to worry about it, because I'm going to be your Jehovah Jireh, your provider. I'm going to take care of you. Don't you worry about anything. He said, anybody besides me, the earth can go through some things, watch me, but I'm not participating. I need you to hear me. I'm not participating. They in a pandemic. They are in a pandemic. But I am among those that are called sanctified. I'm among those that live in another seat. We sit in heavenly places. I am among those that have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. Watch me. Boils are going to hit everyone's body, going to hit their animals, but it won't come near you. I want to give us an opportunity to testify. Those of you that God has proven that he is your everything, that he is your shield, that he is your protector, and that he did not let certain things hit you. Can I get you to testify? In other words, I need you to acknowledge that nobody did it but God. Come on, y'all. Look at somebody and say, nobody did it but God. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hell is going to fall. Hell is going to fall. It's going to be so bad that anybody left outside won't survive it. It's going to happen. Locusts are coming, but it's not going to hit you. This line messed me up. Darkness is going to come. And watch me. This messed me up. The Bible says that it was literally dark on one side of the street, but light on the other. The Egypt lived over here, and the Israelites lived right across the street. And God only let them live in darkness, but kept you in light. That's a revelation. Because some of your family is in darkness, but he brought you to the light. You can see what nobody else can see. Why are you expecting people in dark to see what you see when you're in the light? Watch me. Ready? And then the final test. The death angel is coming. Death is going to hit the streets. But I'm telling you, apply the blood on your doorposts. And wherever the death angel sees the blood, he'll pass over. See, in the United States, we have this thing that we say, we plead the blood of Jesus. When we say we plead, that means we apply the blood to you and your house. So whatever come near, once it sees the blood, it has to pass over. There's some things that's going to come through 2022, but you have been covered by the blood. I need you to make sure your whole section is covered by the blood. I need some of y'all to be the matrix. I need you to go back and cover your whole section and make sure no hurt, no harm, no danger, no murder come nowhere near your house, your children, your marriage, your family. Come on, y'all, do me a favor. Just say, my whole section is covered. My whole section is covered. I release the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. I release the blood, the blood. No bullet would come through your house. Your sons would not be gunned down in the street. Your daughters would not be raped. You would live in peace, and you're going to live a long, healthy, anointed, prosperous life because we release the blood. No hurt, no harm, no danger, nothing coming near you in 2022. I even rebuke COVID. You would not have COVID. It would not come near your house. Finally, Pharaoh said, get out, get out. Then the Bible says something that messed me up. And the Lord made the Egyptians turn over their plunder to the children of Israel. In other words, they just start giving them stuff. And I need some of y'all to stop talking yourself out of your blessing. Every time somebody try to give you, no, I'm good, I'm good. Could you please get the plunder? Take it. God is making somebody bless you. And when they bless you, you don't have to pay for it. He's about to give you things that you didn't even, you're about to reap what you didn't sow. And he hooks them up, and then he takes them the long round, and he gets them to the Red Sea. Now, you've done all of this, the 10 plagues. Now, you made them release us. Now, you made them bless us. Is that enough? Not enough for you to worship God wherever you go? He's done enough. He's done enough. He's done enough. He's proven that he is with you. He has proven that he is God. Come on, y'all. Then they get to the Red Sea, and then Moses started panicking. Ah! Ah! And the Lord says something to Moses. Why are you crying to me? What is that already in your hand? The same thing that you did then, do it now. You've already used it, and it'll work today like it did yesterday. Lift up what you've always been lifting. And when he did what he normally do, it worked. He lifted up his staff, and the Bible said, and God sent an east wind that not only made the water stand up, but it dried the ground and said, come on. Then he got in front of them and started leading them back. Come on. Come on. Come on. I got you. Come on. Come on. Come on. I got you. Come on. Come on. Come on. I got, it's a party. Hey. I would have been coming across the Red Sea like, hey! Hold on, you got to read this one line. He's in front of them in the cloud. And then it looked like their enemies are getting too close. The Bible says, and God shifted. He went from in front of them and got behind them. Watch me. It caused a thick cloud to cover them that their enemies cannot see him. There's one line. I just like to share this one line. This one line blessed me every time I read it. In Exodus 14 to 25. Bring this up. He jammed the wheels of their chariots so that they had difficulty. What does it mean? He literally jammed their wheels. What was supposed to get you can't catch up to you because it just got jammed. Come on, come on, come on. It just got jammed. Come on, come on, come on. It just got jammed. Come on, come on, come on. It just got jammed. Come on, come on, come on. It just got jammed. Stop.
Stop looking for it. Come on. Come on. Come on. It just got jammed. Come on. Come on. Come on. It just... What is going on here? What is going on here? You are our people who are moving, going in the direction that heaven is taking them. And he jammed the wheels of the chariot. He jammed it. And then he blinded them that they couldn't see it. Then they got to the other side. Here's my line. He said, now turn around. Get a good look of what had you for years. You'll never see it again. I don't care how long you struggle with it. This won't be your issue. I don't care how many years you cried about it. This won't be your issue. Wait a minute. I don't like the way some of y'all are responding. You're not clapping. You ain't praising God. Hold on, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Here's my line. Ready? The Bible said if Moses sang a song, I think his song might have been too slow. But Miriam was standing there like, hurry up and finish your song. Hurry up and finish your song. Then the Bible said, and Miriam grabbed her tambourine and went out praising your tambourine. Question. Another revelation. You're leaving years of slavery. Who takes time to pack a tambourine? Out of all the things you could have grabbed, you grabbed a tambourine because there was something in me telling me to prepare for a praise. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. And I took time to get ready to release my praise. Hold on, I gotta give it to you. Hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. The Bible said, and when Miriam went out, I call Miriam the set it off. She set it off. When she set it off, all the other women started to watch me. Every section has a set it off person. I need you set it off people, not to let those that are not praising God stop you from giving God glory. Why? Because I saw the plagues. Why? Because I saw the wind. Why? Because I got ahead of myself. Why? I saw the jam of the chariot. Why? I made it over. On the count of three, give me a crossover praise. One, two, three. Set it off. Set it off. Turn it up. Go to 10. Set it off. Look what God has done. Leap. Whatever you gotta do, thank Him. He's done enough to prove that He is God. You ready? Sit down. That was a hot song right there. Come on. Come on. Come on. The wheels are jammed. Come on. Okay, I gotta stop. Let's stop. You're gonna listen to Sammy's next CD. He's gonna be like, come on. Come on. Come on. The wheels are jammed. Come on. You ready? He's done enough to prove to you He is God. How much more does He have to do for your faith to be steadfast? unmovable. So they hit their first desert. And now this is supposed to be their first worship service free. But God does something. I want you to get this. In Exodus 15, 22, then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the place that is supposed to be a worship service, the desert of Shur. But for 3 days, they traveled in a desert without finding water. In other words, it's not that I'm short on water. I just want to hold it to see if you're going to give me a praise as I hold what I know you need. I brought you to a place that is dry. You're supposed to feel dehydrated. You're supposed to feel everything you feel. But you know I'm not short on water. Look what I just did with water. You just crossed the Red Sea to let you know that I am the God of water. But you are allowing your present situation to stop you from giving me what I'm looking for. I literally brought you to this desert, set my people free, so that they can worship me in a desert. You are in this desert, watch me, but I'm a whole water. To see if what I hold affects your worship. I'm going to give it to you, but I want to see what your first response is going to be. Oh my God. This thing messed me up. Verse 24. So the people, they didn't worship. They grumbled against Moses, saying, what are we going to drink? Oh my God. You failed. You failed. But because I'm the God of mercy, I'm going to let you drink anyway. Throw that stick into the water. You found bitter water. But when you put the stick in it, it'll turn into sweet water. So I'm going to give you another miracle to let you know that I am God, because you got another desert that you're going to have to hit. And I'm telling you, I brought you here to worship me. Go ahead and drink. Hurry up and drink. Hurry up and drink. Hurry up. Because I need to hear your worship. Because there's a sound that comes from those that have been delivered. There's a sound that comes from the redeemed. There's a sound. Hold on. So they didn't worship. All right, let's go to the second desert. Let me see what's going to happen now. This is your second worship service that I'm expecting in Exodus 16. In the desert, which desert is this? It's called the desert of Sin, S-I-N. The whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, you got to hear this one. Now, this messed me up. The Israelites said to them, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. Watch me. This is an insult. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. You big dummy. You were a slave. You didn't even own what you had. How dare you compare the God of your freedom to your bondage? You know how some of y'all say, before I got saved, I had money. Well, who did you have to sleep with to get it? What crime did you have to break to get with to feed your flesh? It is an insult to compare the God of your salvation to the bondage of your sin. Come on, let's go, Bible. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. He's waiting on the worship. But you have brought us. Oh, God, shut your mouth. You have brought us out here into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death. Oh, my God. Out of all he's done, you mean to tell me all you have is because he's holding your blessing and he hasn't released it
and he's expecting a worship, but you're not going to give him what he's looking for. Okay, then let me give you something else to add to your list that I am God. You're going to get up in the morning and you're going to see manna rain down from heaven. Get up in the morning, only pack enough, pay attention, for you to eat for that day. If you take anything extra, it will spoil. Only for a day. Hear me clearly. Everyone has to go through a manna season. A manna season is when you only have enough to make it through 1 week, make it through 1 day, but you know that it's not going to be like this always. Oh, come on here. Come on here. Watch me. If you talk to anybody wealthy, if you talk to anybody that's established, they had a manna season. It is only a season. It is not your permanent destination. And how you handle your present determines how quickly you get to your future. And again, so you're still not going to worship me. Okay, but I'm going to bless you anyway. Stop. Just because I'm blessing you, don't think that I'm pleased with you. Just because I'm giving you what you need, don't think you're making me smile. Because I expected a worship. Okay, sit here for a minute. Let me let you run out of water again. Repeat. Repeat. Watch me. You've been here before. Let's see how you handle territory that you've already crossed. Because if you watch me, you should really think the same God that did it then is able to do it now. Then the Bible says the third worship service is in Exodus 17 and 2. So they quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to a test? Now you fight leadership. Now you come against leadership and you blame leaders for what God is doing. Now you coming against the one that really helped you get out. But you've forgotten about how they brought you out because you're too busy looking at what you need right now. I expected a worship, but now you are disrespectful to authority and leadership. And when you come against leadership, you're not coming against them. You're coming against God. I expected a worship. Okay, let me move you again to another desert to see if you're going to give me what I'm looking for. Come on, let's go to the desert of Sinai. And I'm going to bring you in front of a mountain. And I'm going to show up in smoke and fire. I'm going to let you sit in an anointed atmosphere. You're going to see smoke. You're going to hear the earth shake. You're going to see Moses come up. You're going to see him get engulfed. You're going to see people be arrested by God. This should entice your hunger to make you want the same thing that they have. But Moses stays gone too long. This thing messed me up. The fourth worship service is in Exodus 32 and 1. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come make us something else to worship." Here's the gold that God gave me. Here's the silver that God gave me. But I'm going to make it into something that I'm going to worship. You have to be careful that you don't turn what God gave you into your God. Your house cannot become your God. Your children cannot become your God. Not even your pastors can become your God. You cannot make an idol. Behold, I, the Lord, that God, am a jealous God. And you can have no other God. Your gift cannot become your God. Your talent cannot become your God. If I take it from you, will you still give me glory? If I hold it back, I'm expecting you to worship. Why are you not worshiping me? Why are you not giving me what I'm looking for? Oh, let's begin to look at this. You ready? Why does he want them to worship in the desert? I brought you out of Egypt. I brought you across the Red Sea. But I really want to sit in your desert. But I cannot sit on a grumble. I cannot sit on complaining, crying, being emotional. I can't rest in that. You're going to have to give me what I'm used to. Thy kingdom come. You want the throne of God to be shifted from heaven to earth? Then you must give him what he's used to. What is he used to? You got to hear this one. Everybody got to hear this one. You really get a glimpse of what he's used to in Revelations 4. For those of you all, he's attracted to sound. He's attracted to sound. He's surrounded. Hold on. He's surrounded by sound. And the enemy thought because we had to wear a mask, it was going to affect my sound. He's attracted to sound. Let's go Bible. Look at the screen. Revelation 4. Also in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystals. In the center, around the throne, were four living creatures. And they were covered, with eyes in front and in back. Pay attention to their faces. The first living creature was the king of the jungle. He had the face of a lion. Come on, let's talk. Each of these faces represent rulers, people of authority. You ready? The second was like an ox. The third face was like the face of a man. The fourth one was like a flying eagle. But they just weren't moving and weren't opening their mouths. Every time they move, watch this, they cry, holy, holy, holy. Lord God who was, past tense. Lord God who is, present tense. Lord God who is to come, future. You are God of the past. You're the God of the present. And you're the God of the future. And you're holy, which means you make no mistakes. So whatever happened in the past, you're still holy. Whatever's going on in the present, you're still holy. Whatever happened in the future, it won't change who you are. You're still going to be holy. Everybody lift your hands if you believe that he is a perfect God and that he never make a mistake. Can you do me a favor? Get on your feet and lift your hands and open your mouth and cry, holy! I might have been sick, but you're still holy. I might have lost some things, but you're still holy. Watch this. And he sits there. And each of the living creatures
Here's the line, verse 8. Egypt was four living creatures with six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under their wings. Here's my line. Day and night, they never stopped. He's used to a sound. Watch me. Here's it. And worship is responsive. In other words, for those of you all, that just stand here and let the praise team sing, you allow the stage to replace you when they're only supposed to usher you into responding. And the Bible says in verse 9, whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks, oh my, to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Pay attention. The 24 elders cannot sit in here holy, 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 Lord God, and not respond. They don't just get up. Please listen to this. The 24 elders fell down before him who sat on the throne and worshiped him who lives forever, ever. Here's my line. They lay their crowns before the throne and still begin to work. Watch me. We are noticing that some of you important people, once you get anointed as a leader, you lose your worship. When you should be the first one on the floor, taking off your title, taking off your position, taking off everything that God gave you, and never forget where you came from. Oh my God. Here's what I want you to hear this. He's expecting your worship. I came to let everybody understand my voice. Look at me. He's done enough. He has done enough for you to open your mouth. Some of y'all, watch me. When he healed the 10 lepers, the Bible said as they went, they were healed. But only one came back and fell down. And Jesus said a question. Were there not 10? Watch me. Where are the other 9? He was waiting on all that he had done something for to come back and to worship him. But they were too busy running off with what they received that they couldn't come back and tell him thank you. You got to hear me. You got to hear me. Please listen. You got to hear me. He's expecting a worship. Everybody say he's expecting a worship. Look at me. You even look like, when I look at you, you look like he has been good to you. You look like he has blessed you. And when I look at you, I'm expecting you to give him a, like when he walked up on the fig tree. It had leaves on it. It looked like it had a fig. But then when he pulled the leaf back, it didn't have what he was expecting. And for some of y'all, the pandemic pulled the leaf back. And you did not give him what he was expecting. And the Bible says, and he cursed the tree. Nope, not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. What did I teach you the first night that I came? I told you that he told Moses in Numbers 14 to 28, so tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. So since you say that you're going to die in it, yep, you prophesied it, so it's going to be your future. I was in my hotel and the Lord said this to me. Your prayers got you out of it, but your worship will lead you into it. Your prayers got you out of Egypt, but if you worship him in your Canaan, it'll usher you into what is next. Look at me. This is your future. Wide open. But I don't have any water. If you worship him,
It won't take you as long. Stop. Revelation. Listen to this. How long should it have taken for them to make it from the Red Sea to Canaan? 11 days. How does an 11-day journey take 40 years? And it's all based on your worship, your sound. For those of y'all that think it's loud in here, you're not going to heaven. Heaven is loud because he's surrounded by sound. It's your breath in my lungs. So it's your breath. Everybody listen to me. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. Great. Get over what you need. Get over what you're going through and open your mouth. Great. Nigeria, say great. Yay. Come on, Africa, don't lose your sound. Everybody say great. Yay. Come on, everybody, open your mouth and say, great are you, Lord. Come on, one more time. It's your breath in my lungs. So what are we going to do? It's your breath. So what are we going to do? It's your breath. That's what he's waiting on. That's what he's waiting on. That's what he's waiting on. Something's about to be released. Yay! Hey Africa, can I talk? I need you to hear me. We have our ear to Africa. We are listening to your sound. I find it amazing that God will release the sound from those who don't have that much. Because he knew that he could trust you with the sound. You have to hear me. So when I first went to Ghana, I was standing there, and every time the praise team was singing, it's as if the whole audience would just join in. I ran back home like, listen, I just left Africa, and I told my praise leader, you don't even have to sing the song. If you just say the first word, they take it over. The whole church opened their mouths, and they take it over. What does that mean? You have been taught to not wait on it, but to add to it. I am begging you. I came from America to beg you, don't stop releasing your sound. No, you don't understand. I'm begging you.
I am begging you, don't look at what America have and think you want what we have, because you have more in the spirit realm. I am begging you, don't replace stuff with your sound. I'm begging you, look at me on my knees, please, 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 please. You know why I came? I wanted to get under your sound. I need to get under your sound. Because if I get under your sound, the same God will begin to give me a sound that can only be found in your land. I am begging you, don't stop releasing your sound. Your sound. Everybody inhale. Everybody exhale. Everybody inhale. He's about to make your lungs stronger. He's about to make your lungs stronger. Your sound is about to be released to make it across the world. And God, I ask that the same sound that is in this country, can you give it to us to take back home? Can you give it to us to take back home? We want the same sound. We want the same volume. We want the same drive. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let everything. Healing is being released. Deliverance is being released. Provision is being released. It's all in your sound. It's all in your sound. It's all in your sound. Come on, Africa. Breathe. 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 Don't let anything hinder your sound. I'll meet you in a desert. I'll meet you in the wilderness to get to my Canaan. Yay! 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 He caught on the end of the bossy under the bossy cake. He shut out of us under the bossy. He caught on the bossy under. Boshake under the bossy. He caught on the bossy under. Shake under the bossy under. Release new songs. Release a sound that the earth will hear. It can be trusted in Africa. Yay! Rosa Tarabasike, he caught on the Nabosi and day. Shokora Miriam Miriam Nabosi. Come on, Africa. There's a sound. There's a breaking. There's a shaking. Because of the sound. Because of the sound. There's a breaking. There's a shaking. It's all in the sound. It's all in the sound. There's healing. There's deliverance. It's all in the sound. It's all in the sound. There's a breakthrough. There's a breakthrough. There's a breakthrough. It's all in the sound. It's all in the sound. Can I hide in this? Can I hide in this? Can I hide in your sound for a few minutes? Hey! 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 every musician, every singer, every creative person, there's another level of creativity that's about to be released in Africa. There's another level of influence. There's another level of influence. You're the stones that the builders rejected, but God's about to get the glory out of your life. And it's all based on your sound. Hey drummer, just hit it. Hit the drums a little harder. Oh! Come on, drummer. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. You got the sound. You got the sound. You have the sound. You'll be the first partakers. You'll be the first partakers. I want to hide in this. I want to hide in this. I need to walk. I need to hide in this. Walk with me. Give me somebody to walk with me. I just need to walk through the sound. I need to walk through the sound. Because I need the sound to get on me. I need to take your sound back with me. When I walk by, you open your mouth. Sound. 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 There's a sound. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go. Let's go, Africa. Let's go. There's a sound. There's a sound. Release your 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 sound. Release. Release your sound. Release your sound. I came to get your sound. Lift your hands. Open your mouths for 20 seconds. Musicians, there's another level of anointing for you. It is the Davis anointing that will drive evil spirits away. It's all in your sound. It's all in your sound. Give him what he's used to. Don't give me what you want me to have. Give me what I'm used to. Don't give me what you want me to have. But give me what I'm used to. I give you a sound. You give it back to me. I give you a sound. You give it back to me. I give you a sound. You give it back to me. I give you a sound. You give it back to me. I give you a sound. You give it back to me. Forgive me for 10 seconds. I want to get lost in your sound. I want to get lost in your sound. Come on, you desert worshipers. Come on, you desert worshipers. They have money, but you have a sound. They have money, but you have a sound. They have prosperity, but you have a sound. They have stuff, but you have a sound. You have a sound. You have a sound. Glory. Glory. Turn that lead guitar up. Play lead guitar. Go. Drummer, release your sound. There's a break in the drums. Something breaks in the drums.